Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, Beamer family. This is Danielle Ramber coming to you live here from Arvada, Colorado. And I'm really excited to be hosting today with my good friend and co-host, Belinda Foster. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, Belinda.
Yes, good morning to you, Danielle, and good afternoon to everybody who's on the East Coast. Danielle and I were just talking about how significant today is and that it's not just the last day of a year, it's the last day of a decade. So 2020, we're just more fired up than ever.
We really are, Belinda. And, you know, literally, 2020 is beginning, depending on where you're at, anywhere from 12 to 15 hours. And I'm truly just excited. I'm excited to start off this new year on the right foot. I'm excited for what's to come with Beamer. You know, the new horse unit's coming out in a few quick weeks. And, you know, just I think this today is a great time for on Blog Talk to just kind of reflect on 2019. You know, uncover the lessons that we've learned with our Beamer business, with our Beamer family, and just see what kind of things we want to take with us into 2020. There we have so many fresh opportunities right now, and we can write a whole new decade. And I'm just really excited, blessed to be a part of this call, and to have you with me here today. So would you like to start? I know, Belinda, you said you had an amazing testimonial you'd like to share. Would you like to start with that?
Yes, I'd love to. And for all of the listeners that have called in today, thank you so much. We actually have some callers listening in. And if you don't mind, we'd love for you to press one and get placed in the queue. We want you to join us live on the air. And just remember, if you are calling to give a testimonial, no disease or medication specific names, no use of the word pain, and just give your short and sweet testimonial, not somebody else's third party. We really want to have a little party on the show today and ring in the new year. We're just grateful for you all that call in, that are dedicated to the show, who are listening. And I'll start with my testimonial. So a year ago, remember where we were, Danielle, when we were all in Europe and we were celebrating Beamer's final big, you know, B20, and what a fun time we had, a group of us. And by the way, that's a testimonial in itself right there. I never thought I would get to Europe, much less now have a group that I can go with every year. And I didn't know anyone in that group, and you guys have all become my best friends. But when we went to Europe last year, I broke my arm and I broke my humerus, and that's quite a break. And with Beamer and without medical intervention, which was my choice, I'm not recommending that you guys do that, but it was a choice that I made. It was a good choice, and my arm fully healed, and probably half the time it would have healed by traditional measures. So that's a long segue into the fact that I played golf for the first time this year, well, since I broke my arm. And then prior to that, Danielle, I had not played golf probably 6 months to 9 months before that. So you're talking almost a two-year window that I've not even been on the golf course. And oh my goodness, I was so happy with the way I shot. My swing was gentle, relaxed. It that whole parasympathetic state that you move into, that mental acuity and that focus, the relaxation and keeping my head down, following through. I didn't have any physical problems. And it was a cart path only day due to a lot of heavy rain we had had earlier. And so it was a lot of walking. Well, I came back after 18 holes, so giddy with excitement. that I had shot so well and got on the Beamer and did my post-workout recovery, if you will. And do you know, the next day, there was no sign that I had just played 18 holes of golf for the first time and walked most of the course. That's a very big deal, because the gentleman friend who I've known for years who invited me to play, he did not have a Beamer, and he was going to go play the very next day, but he could not because his body would not allow it. So he's excited to get his Beamer in 2020, and it just goes to show you that in your everyday activities, you can be a testimonial. So that's what I wanted to share. And Danielle, any comments on that? I know you had something to share as well.
Oh, that's outstanding, Glenda. I was with you that time in Europe, and just visiting with you through your healing journey for this last year, and it's been quite difficult. But the faith you had in this product and in yourself and how you were able to heal was nothing short of miraculous. And so for you to go out and play 18 rounds of golf, I just applaud you. That's amazing. And you're exactly right. People, you know, a lot of people say to us in this business, well, I'm not a salesperson, right? I can't sell this. But you were just out golfing with a friend. You know, it's really, truly that easy. They're seeing it through you, just like you share your light and others see that. And there's a sale for you. So it's really that easy to go out and go about your day and do certain things, and people are wondering what's going on, and that gives you the opportunity to talk about Beamer. Testimonial, as you guys, a lot of you may know, I had a severe immune disorder 5 years ago, and I've been free of that for 5 years now. But I had, over the last year, I've had this little lump growing in my back right below my scapula, and it was getting bigger and bigger, and it was to the point you could see it, and it looked like a baseball. It was so large. And I went into my doctor, and it was causing some issues. And she said, well, you know, let's refer you to a surgeon. You know, it's just probably fatty tissue, nothing wrong. But because of your history, we better, you know, take a look at it. And, you know, basically preparing me for outpatient surgery to get it removed. So I thought, I'm going to get on this Beamer. You know, I've got it. I got to start using it. It was an area hard to reach, so I couldn't quite do the spot. But I used the B pad, and I only did it twice a day. But within 2.5 weeks, yesterday was my appointment with the surgeon, and he could not find it anywhere. It was completely gone. And you really look at the power of the Beamer, and this is actually the second surgery that it's kept me from. And, you know, what is that worth to you? What is that worth to our customers, to our clients? And, you know, just the simple what Beamer's doing, oxygen, nutrients to cells, and waste removal. And now that fatty cyst is completely gone, and I don't have to go back to the doctor. I was so relieved, so grateful, praising Beamer all day yesterday. Just a wonderful testimonial.
Wow, I did not know about that. I'm so glad you shared it. I was just sitting here thinking how powerfully made and perfectly made we are. And the fact that electromagnetism is really a nutrient. It's a nutrient that the body needs. And I'm just in awe of the doctor within us. And you're right. Just I know I personally chose not to seek traditional medical treatment for my arm. And I knew that in some ways I was taking a risk. But I also know that the third leading cause of death in the United States is our own medical system and treatment. So truly, what risk am I taking? The risk I was taking is, what if my arm did not set properly? Well, it did. So I knew what I had, and I knew what my body could do. And I'm so proud of you, Danielle, that you started walking away from the fear and facing the ability of what you have inside of you and what we've all been gifted, and that Beamer is part of that gift, and that this worked out well for you. I'm so glad you shared that with us all, because the first thing that happens is fear sets in, doesn't it? Like it goes back to old programming of, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. What if this is part of that immune disorder that I had? What if? And then you have to stop that. You have to stop that thinking. All of us do right away. Understand that we are in control and we are to be releasing whatever's going on inside of us that's causing our body to express itself genetically that way. And it is an opportunity for us to question, but at the same time, Beamer just gets to work. It just gets to work. And you're right about the money too. I mean, look what just one trip to the emergency room, to the doctor, x-rays, it's quite pricey. It's beyond most Americans' affordability. It's at levels where I had a friend tell me she had to make a trip out of town in Florida to, or no, she was in California. She lives in South Carolina, and she fell and injured herself. And just that trip to the ER, and they kept her overnight and gave her some fluids, I think, and an IV, something for her discomfort, and some x-rays. But that bill was $22,000. And then when she got home, she still had to seek medical treatment. So Beamer really does pay for itself. It really does.
It certainly does. And fear is a liar. And, you know, even going into 2020, I know a lot of fear tends to seep in. You know, what's going to happen? What's it like? You know, I've been dealing with these issues. And just being really present in that moment and knowing that fear is a liar. And we have to turn to the truth. And we need to be present in each day. And each day is a gift, and we can choose joy, and we can move forward without fear. So I'm glad you said that word, because I know a lot of people do have fear this time of year, and I'm blessed to be able to work through that. I think you've been working through that as well, and it's a gift. So it looks like, Belinda, we do have one brave soul that has pressed one on their phone. If anyone else would like to share with us a testimonial, it could be on your business, it could be on the Beamer family. Possibly, you know, our theme this last year was empower your life. How has Beamer empowered your life physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Please give us a call and press one and share. So we're going to go first to area code 239-239-272. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Danielle. Hi, Belinda. This is Lisa Diamond in Naples, Florida.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you guys? It's so good to hear you guys. So I'm going to just talk about a little bit of gratitude for Beamer in my life and how it truly has changed not just my physical being, but also emotionally and financially. And so similar to Danielle, which is why we're soul sisters, I have been free of a late-stage immune disorder for almost 7 years now, and I suffered from late effects of my treatment, and I know a lot of people have heard my testimony before, but I'll keep that part of it brief because the other side of it is the best part of the testimony. So I ended up a year after treatment with several infections in a row. The third one put me in the hospital. I was septic and almost died. I had an infection in my bloodstream that went to the lining of my heart. And after I got through that treatment, which was constant doses of antibiotics, massive doses for several months, my quality of life went from amazing to depressed. And physically in a lot of discomfort, and I lived that way for 2 years, trying everything. And I will just say Beamer was introduced to me the first time, and I was so in just not a good place that, you know, when people are trying to help you, and this is kind of a testimony, if you're sharing Beamer with somebody, keep sharing it, because they may not hear you the first time. I did not hear it the first time. I did not hear it the second time. It was the third time a year later that I was like, okay, I have nothing to lose. And I got on Beamer for 5 days in a row, and I knew it was going to change my life. And it has, physically, better than I've ever been in my entire life. Emotionally, again, just like rocking life and my business. And financially, you know, I credit Beamer to the amazing trip that I took my daughters on to Italy about a year and a half ago, which was a trip that was supposed to happen in 2016 when one graduated college, the other graduated high school, and I was not physically able to make the trip. And so it gave me that, and I'm super grateful for that. Also super grateful for the lives that I've been able to change. I mean, there's no greater joy than watching somebody go from, you know, a physical state that they just feel despair and really see it change someone's life. So I'm super grateful for that. Super grateful for the new direction of the company, like the tools that we have now. I think back to like 3 years ago when I started, and you know, I was making my own brochure because we just didn't have any. I mean, it was crazy. So there is no better time to be in the Beamer business. And then I just wanted to kind of point out some things that worked for me in 2019 as we're going into 2020. And there was, you know, I thought about this. There is really one thing that has really made a difference for me in my Beamer business, and that is attending events. And, you know, David Olson and Sue Barrington and I co-host on Wednesday, whatever Wednesday, Blog Talk. And we had a show recently on the value of attending events. And not everybody in Beamer business goes to the events, but all of the top successful people in Beamer go to the events. And just being in a room with those like-minded, visionary people and picking up other tools and tips to just, you know, share Beamer with more people and, you know, increase your, you know, financial capability with Beamer along with sharing Beamer with more people, I think it's priceless. It's definitely worth the cost of going. So I would just to say to everybody that if you haven't booked to go to the convention, it's definitely an event that you would want to attend. And I'm grateful for all of the people that I know in Beamer. Like, it's not, it's just not a competition. I feel like it's a collaboration with other Beamer distributors, and I am definitely grateful for you guys being here on Tuesday. So thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Lisa. That was beautiful. And I love you bringing up events as well, because, you know, I say I may not be the smartest in the person in the room, but you'll find me surrounded by the smartest people in the room. And I feel that way with Beamer. I mean, the more you go, the more different people you meet, doctors, engineers, you know, just they uplift you and they push you to do more and to be more. And you are exactly right. The top people in Beamer are at every event, and you do need to invest in your business in order to grow.
Yes, and I want to comment too.
For Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Lisa, so much. I just love when you call into the show. I have such great respect for you. I love that you're one of the leaders, and you show up, you attend, you plug in, you raise your hand to be active and take a leadership role, as does Danielle and so many of the great people that I've met, and that speaks volumes to me, and you are so right. I learned a long time ago that when you show up, your business shows up and the people show up. You have to stay plugged in. And what's nice about Beamer is it's not a rah-rah. It's not about walking the highest income earners across the state. It has nothing to do with that. We are probably one of the highest level group members. When you look out at the audience at a Beamer meeting, there's some incredible people, you know, ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And that's one of the things I want everybody to understand, is that we all are ordinary people and we all have the ability to do extraordinary things. So I'm very grateful for you, and I'm so grateful that you called in today. And I really look forward to seeing you in 2020 and spending more time with you.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great last day of 2019, and I'll see you guys soon in 2020.
We'll see you soon. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
All right. It looks like we have, I believe that is Cynthia, 970-485. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear
hello.
You.
Hello. Oh, good. Happy
Hi,
New Year.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Belinda and Danielle. It's so great to be here on the last day of this this eve of 2019. So, yeah, I love everything I'm hearing here, and I just want to contribute. And one of the things that's been happening to me lately that I really love about Beamer and the Beamer signal, and I call it morphic, well, that morphic resonance, you know, or that transfer of resonance with everything, because I go around and I house it for people with their pets and animals and everything. And it is so awesome to have your Beamer in people's homes and, you know, to get yourself really comfortable with those animals in there is just to get on the Beamer yourself. And I tell you what, those animals come over and they want to know what you're doing and they hop on and you talk about connection. That makes an immediate connection. And I think that's what happens also with all of us that are using it. You know, it just expands that heart field that we have and it just connects us all with that resonant energy. And it's amazing that we're expanding that out to everyone. So, you know, I just love that connection that it's made for me, because I remember when I was going through my carbon monoxide poisoning, which again, you don't feel that happening to you. You don't smell carbon monoxide. And that's one thing that is an opposite frequency of the Beamer signal, right? And always people go, well, I don't feel anything. Well, you don't feel you yourself being poisoned either, right? And I remember disconnecting from everything and feeling disconnected from everything. But when Beamer came into my life, it connected me with life again, and it connected me with the people. And I'm going to start crying because I feel it so much when I hear all of you. I didn't know I'd get this emotional. So, and then the other thing that I value the most that I never had before is the freedom that I have now, the freedom to flow and go help others and be of service and not have to worry about paying my bills, because as we're being of service, all that is balanced, the abundance and everything, you know, being grateful for what I already have continues. And it's just given me so much more than I could ever have imagined, definitely gave me my health and well-being back. But most of all, you know, it's the connections that I make, my heart connection. My heart is even more open than I ever, you know, than before. And I thought it was pretty open before. It's really open now. But again, I think the freedom that it provides us, the freedom to be able to communicate easily with others, to step out of even our comfort zone, because it makes it so much easier to step out of that comfort zone. I no longer feel that I have to stay in discomfort, because I know a lot of people that when we approach them, they're in discomfort, but they're so comfortable with their discomfort that they're... There's that fear that you talked about earlier, Danielle, that fear that's a lie. And people, you know, are lying to themselves about, you know, I'm okay. But when you put them on the Beamer just for that 8 minutes, wow, it opens doors for people. They all of a sudden realize, you know, I could be more comfortable. And the other thing I want to just speak to, too, is I've noticed the more I'm able to help other people recognize hydration. Water and hydration helps make that Beamer signal work even better in our bodies. And I've noticed when I've had people who have had a little bit of healing, I guess I can't use that word, just where they are cleansing out a little bit and it's uncomfortable,
I just ask them to hydrate a little more, and it's just amazing how much that changes everything. So I wanted to bring that in for a lot of people for the new year, that know that your that Beamer signal and your body will work even better when you are staying hydrated. And then the cleansing out, you know, after carbon monoxide poisoning, it, you know, poisoned every single cell in my body. It turned a lot of my organs to mush. And, you know, it takes time. And I have a lot of people, they want it right away. How come, and just like you two were talking about your testimonials and what happened for you, you know, we don't know what the body's going to heal first. So it's about that patience and knowing no matter what you're doing with, you know, when you're laying on that Beamer every single day, it is, no matter what, there's something within your body that's taking that in and saying, I need this first. And that cell is getting taken care of, and then it's taking care of the rest of the cells. So just like our, you know, taking care of yourself takes care of others. And you expand that heart field, and that heart field expands out to everyone else, and you make all those connections, and I'll tell you, and the freedom that you experience is amazing. So that's what I wanted to share for the new year, and I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful for it all. So it was great to be here with you.
Thank you, Cynthia. We're grateful for you, and you have quite the testimonial. It's just been a gift in your life as well. And I recently was able to work with Cynthia. She was at a horse rescue, and she's doing a lot of volunteer work as well. So thank you for what you're doing, Cynthia. You're a blessing.
Yeah, thank you. I want to say that too. Thank you, Cynthia, because, you know, when you get emotional like that, it's because of it's love. It's just like the frequency of love. And it is hard sometimes to receive it all because it can be so overwhelming, beautifully overwhelming. And I love it. And I love when people aren't scared and everybody's transparent. What a great group we have here. So we appreciate your call today.
Can I say, I'm going to say one more thing here. I received a really great, some information that came through me, and it was, your struggles are your greatest reward. And one day when I was laying on the Beamer this past weekend, you know, this is something that came through me. And I realized that all these things that we go through, I've become such a better person. And the Beamer has just helped me do that so much easier. So it has been a great reward to be able to share that and the experience and what comes from it.
So very true. And another quote like that is, you know, sharing your story could be the key that unlocks someone else's prison. And that's why being vulnerable like that and truly showing yourself and your truth and your heart could be that key that someone has been waiting for. And we don't ever know that. And so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Wow, Belinda, we're having quite the day today.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love who's coming up next. I do think that 859 might be one of our favorite people, too, along with Cynthia. We have so many great people calling in today. So, 859, I believe you're on the air.
Well, hi. Can you hear me?
Good morning, afternoon.
Okay, great. So this is Cindy Sawyer from Kentucky.
Yay.
And why I'm grateful for
Hello.
Beamer, first of all, I'm an only child and my mother hung the moon. And I would do anything to help her or save her. But many, many years ago, we got the diagnosis that her memory would be going away and she would have to be put away because she would not know anyone. And so many years ago, we're talking 10, I started taking her to other places in the world, spending lots of money doing different modalities that aren't in America, and progressively she just continued to get worse, and none of them worked. $20,000 later, 4 years ago. She was found miles away from her home in the rain, carrying a pillowcase full of family photos, and she didn't know anything at that point. I live in Kentucky. She lives in Florida. My divine call was the night before from a Beamer rep who had tried to get me to take a look at it, but I didn't hear any of the science, so I didn't pay any attention. But when I heard what it could do potentially to her brain if I did a certain thing on the body and the brain, I said, okay, I'm going to take a look. And if this works, the world's going to know about it. So she was at the point where I had to hide the knives. I flew to Florida to see her, to pick her up, to bring her home, and it was so scary and so dangerous. She wanted to kill me. I had to hide the butcher knives. I had to wear my clothes. I had to guard the door. You know, I couldn't let my guard down at any point through the day or night. But somehow I was able to Beamer her. Now, this person drove 6 hours to pick me up at the airport. This level of commitment on this rep, 6 hours with his wife, picked me up at the airport in Orlando, drove me to my mom's, loaned me theirs for 10 days, because that's how long it was going to be there to get her affairs in order, told me how to do her brain, and he said, pay attention to the fourth day. Well, day one, two, and three, you know, she tried to hurt me. I mean, I had to be very careful, very hateful, cussing like a sailor, you name it. And when she woke up on the morning of the fourth day and saw me in the kitchen making coffee, she came running in tears, wanting to know when I got there. I bought it that day, had it shipped to Kentucky. After the 10 days, that rep drove another 6 hours, picked myself and my mother and their Beamer up, took us to the airport, and off we went. 3 months later, I was able to return her to her home in Florida, which she is still there now with her own Beamer. So I would have spent, and I told everyone, I'll spend my entire inheritance to try to fix my mom. And it just took a Beamer.
You know, that's a great story. I know it's a third party, but I think your whole point of the story is that so many times we want to take care of other people first. And when it's our parents or, you know, somebody in our family or a child, that love comes out in a way that you will go to the ends of the earth. So, you know, from that perspective of sharing that testimony, that you would do whatever it takes for the woman that hung the stars and the moon. And what a beautiful thing. What a great daughter you are. And, you know, while we don't give third party, we understand that your point there was how people are coming into Beamer. And so many times people come into Beamer not for themselves. How many times, Danielle, too, have you heard people say, well, I was looking for something for my dad or my sister or my child, right? Have you heard that as well, Danielle? And then you find out that the gift was meant for you as well as your family member.
Oh, absolutely. And also the point with her is there's no way she can tell her testimony because she doesn't know what she came out of.
You know, you're right about that. She wouldn't be able to speak to it. So I totally get it. But you know what? The good news is, wow, it shows what is truly available, what is really out there. And you asked and it was given. What a beautiful thing that we all can do.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Thanks for sharing, Cindy. It's good to hear you.
Oh, good to hear you both.
Yes, thanks for calling in today, and Happy New Year's to you. And by
Happy
the way,
New Year.
When is it that you're headed to Paris?
Going
or,
to Paris.
Or France,
to see,
somewhere.
Yeah, going to Paris to see our daughter's art exhibit in Paris at the end of January.
Well, that's wonderful, and
yeah.
Send her our love, and congratulations to her. I know you're super proud.
Yes, it's exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah. Have a blessed trip. We look forward to seeing you soon, Cindy.
Okay. All right. Well, Belinda, we are just full of amazing testimonials today, and it looks like we have a few more people raising their hands, so let's just keep moving here. We have area code 704-533. You are live on Block Talk.
Good afternoon. It's Wendell and Charlotte. How are y'all today?
Hello,
hey,
Wendell.
Doing?
I was just listening to that story and hoping I could get her information texted to me some way. I was just at a very good friend of mine that works with me at a nursing facility yesterday. His mom has a Beamer, and she's in the hospital and she's out now. She's in a rehab center, but her stepdad is in the hospital, and I need to get that story because I didn't know if y'all were taking it off because it was not, I know it's third party, but I'd like for her to tell her story to him, and maybe they could help his stepdad because he's just almost an identical situation. So,
certainly, Wendell. What we'll do, I'll give Cindy your phone number, and if she's willing to reach out, she can go ahead and reach out to you if that works.
Yeah, that would be awesome because it's just really so sad when you see people with those situations, and it's just amazing when I see just so many results with you myself for one. It's been amazing, and I appreciate the encouragement on the healing part of it because I've had some been using it now coming up on 3 years I think, and it's changed my world and a lot of other people in addition to mine. And I want to keep sharing it and helping people get and stay healthy. I think that's the key, and stay healthy to me is one of the biggest things that I'm seeing more and more we need to do. It's not about waiting until something happens. Let's be a little more proactive and help our help us stay healthy. That's a big key to it. I appreciate it, and appreciate all y'all doing, keeping us encouraged on it.
We appreciate you, Wendell. I know you've shared your story before. Do you have a quick testimonial you'd like to share today?
Well, it's the same thing. It's just, I was had a lot of back discomforts and all that I had for years and could never seem to get over them. And, tried everything I knew to try, and within 2 weeks after starting on the Beamer, it was gone. I mean, I literally felt like I had someone, I couldn't ride any length of time. Felt like I had someone sticking a knife in my hip. I had to get out and move, and that's all that's gone. Not that I don't have some other things that I'm working on, but I think some of that is a result of continuing to use the Beamer, and it's just continuing to, flush things out of your body and cleanse your body and rebuild it. Because we are what, my wife says we are what we've eaten in the last 20 years. Well, I don't expect it to go away overnight. And
certainly,
I'm very patient with it and willing to, give the body a chance to heal. It will heal. You got to give it the right stuff. And we got to be consistent. That's what I tell everybody. It's consistency is the key. It's a challenge, more of a challenge for some people than others, being habitual. But I sleep on it every night. I sleep good and just want to keep helping other people, enjoy their life better, have that quality of life, and it's not about quantity, it's about quality. So it's just,
you are so correct. And it truly is the gift that keeps on giving. And, coming into this new decade, I mean, maybe that's a way to start the year out. Reach out to all your customers, your customers asking for referrals, the people that you've been talking to. What better way to go into this new decade but with your health? We have that. We have that gift, and we can certainly share that. And as many of us know, it's an obligation to us. So thank you for calling in today, Wendell.
Thanks for your help.
We enjoy you calling in.
Have a blessed day. Enjoy the call. All right, y'all do the same. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Belinda, we've got the phone lighting up here. Let's go to area code. Yeah, 907-456. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Danielle. This is Wanda Huber in Alaska.
Why, hello, Miss Wanda.
I'm just calling up because I listened to Cindy's testimony, and I have a dear friend who has the same issue, and if she could contact me, I have a few questions to ask her. I'd appreciate it.
All right. And do you have a quick testimonial for us? We've got about 4 minutes left.
Oh, well, I gave it once before a while back. My latest goodie is I went to the eye doctor, and I have a issue with just dry eyes, and I went for my 6 months, and you look through a machine, and it takes readings of nearsighted, farsighted, and astigmatism, and I asked him, what does that machine show? And he said, it's just readings so we know what to put in your glasses. And I said, well, what does it look like? And he said, well, it looks great. And I said, well, would you compare it to several years ago? And so he started going back in the records, and all of a sudden this calm, collected doctor is almost jumping out of his seat. He's so excited. And I have a problem with the curvature of the eye. I've had it all my life. And I'm in my 70s. And he said, Wanda, keep on doing the Beamer. Your curvature of your eyes are improving. So I'm just so excited about that, because that is something that cannot be corrected without surgery. So,
awesome. So it saved you from a surgery as well.
Yes, if I had wanted it, yes. So
wonderful.
Anyway, that's
well, thanks for calling in today, Wanda.
Thank
we will
you.
See
and
you in Dallas.
Have... Oh, yes, you will. And if you
yep,
could have Cindy,
Cindy,
you could give her my phone number. Yeah, give her my phone number. It's fine.
Okay. Great. Well, you have a blessed day and a happy new year.
You too. Bye, ladies.
Well, Belinda, we have about 2 minutes left. Is there anything more you'd like to share? What an amazing show today. I'm just so overwhelmed with gratitude and joy and excited for the upcoming year. I heard a quote last week. It said, sometimes it takes 10 years to get the 1 year that changes your life. So I'm going to make this my year.
I agree. It's time to step out of the box. And the number one thing for this year, for me, and I know you too, is gratitude, 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 gratitude. I made a list of things that I'm definitely going to do every day. And it might surprise some people because it starts out with nature. Get into nature daily. Number two is have fun. No matter what I'm doing, have fun. So when you're out representing Beamer, or you're at a trade show, no matter what, or you're just sitting in front of your computer studying and learning, enjoy it and be present in the moment. I want to stretch more. I want to release all resistance, and I want to start on projects, even if it's something that I do a little bit every day, whether it's Beamer or something personal in my life. It's just time for us all to move forward, speak forward, let go of the diseases. I believe once we acknowledge it, we don't need to keep talking about it, because our word is our law, and we get to profess and proclaim our future. We create that first through the mind and through the voice. And so I'm going to stay focused on, do you want to be healed? Do you want to allow the body to do the natural healing to the ability that the body can if you give it what it needs? So those are my words of wisdom to wrap up 2019. Thoroughly enjoyed this show. Danielle, I'll kick it back over to you because we are up against the clock, down to 50 seconds.
I love it. Self-care, that's a great start, because you can't take care of others if you're not taking care of yourself. So just to end the show, behind you, all your memories. Before you, all your dreams. Around you, all who love you. And within you is all you need. Happy New Year to everyone. Cheers to a healthy, happy 2020. And we look forward to seeing you all in Dallas.
See you guys in Dallas.